Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Morning, Kate.
Oh, hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I've just seen Hayley. Oh, she's got some beautiful flowers from Roy and the girls.
Lovely.
Have you had any little treats yet?
Not yet. I thought I'd treat Phoebe instead. I picked up a lovely little top in town and it's definitely the right size this time.
Oh, let's have a look then.
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, I like the bow. Nice little feature.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, it's very grown up.
Not too grown up?
No, no. I can definitely see her wearing this.
Good.
It'll go well with her pink jeans.
Oh, well, that's good. And I bought her these earrings as well. Roy said she'd like some jewellery.
Oh, I'm a great one for earrings, especially gold ones. Oh, yes. Oh, but it's a shame she won't be able to wear them yet.
Why not?
Well, she's not got pierced ears.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. There's only one way to find out. Look. Huh? Well, she's waving at us from her bedroom window.
Oh, yes. Hi, darling.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, she's so excited, you being here.
Is she?
Of course. Who wouldn't be? Anyway, I'm off to see my girls at Grange Farm now. My favourite one's close to carving.
Oh?
Luscious lashes. And then I'm helping Linda with this graffiti clean-up. Oh, and never mind about the earrings, love. I'll see you, Kate.
Yeah. See you.
Have you got the talent? Don't hide it under a bushel. Flaunt it under the spotlight. What a fabulous poster, Linda.
Well, I'm glad you approve, Kathy. I did email you an attachment with it yesterday.
Oh, sorry. I haven't checked my emails. I was at the golf club till late. I'm sure this'll attract entries.
Oh, I do hope so. And now we've got permission to use the name Ambridge's Got Talent, we're good to go.
Did you speak to Simon Cowell?
Not quite. But I did get an email from the programme makers.
Oh. That's a stubborn bit, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. Oh. Wretched graffiti. I've already had one or two verbal promises for the contest.
Oh, good.
Hilary Noakes and her talented cockatoo.
Oh, Benson?
Yes. She claims he can whistle Silent Night.
Whenever the wretched thing sees me, it lets out an ear-piercing shriek.
Oh, well, he's very protective of Hilary. And Valda's put her name down.
Well, I don't suppose we can afford to turn anyone away.
No. And I'll see if my fellow PC members have any hidden party pieces they might be able to share. We're meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, fingers crossed.
I'll be offering feedback on today's clean-up, although I'm sure they'll share my disappointment that the Echo didn't bother to turn up. Are you entering Ambridge Has Got Talent, Jamie?
No.
We have an under-16s category, you know.
Doubtful.
Oh, well. I must praise your efforts today, though. If only more teenagers were like you.
Yes, I'm proud of him, giving up his Sunday morning like this.
Yes.
I wish Kenton could have led by example. And you gave me a beautiful Mother's Day card as well, didn't you, Jamie?
Mum!
Oh, my lovely boy.
Get off!
Oh, dear. Well, you're doing a great job, young man.
The turnout's good anyway.
Yes, and more have signed up. I'm just waiting for my volunteers to come out of church.
So you've already put Moy 12 in with the main herd?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Well, you never said.
Sorry.
Well, you know what's best.
It was the right time, Vicky.
I see. Well, they look at home anyway.
Yeah, now they are. It takes a few days for the new pecking order to establish itself, see?
Really?
Yeah. No, I wanted any squabbling out of the way before the new ones carve down and start milking.
Oh, they're so like humans.
Well, I wouldn't say that. They do need time to adjust to any changes. I'm putting yours through the milking barrel with the others as well, even though they're not giving us any milk yet. Just so you know.
Why?
I need to get them used to it. Took some encouragement getting them through.
And are they all right with it?
Yeah, just about. This one here's still a little bit stubborn, isn't it?
Oh, poor lashes.
I tempt them in with concentrate, which helps.
Oh, that's like me. Will work for chocolate.
I'm steaming her up since she's due soon.
Steaming her up?
Or building up her rations day by day. It's quite scientific.
Oh, it's all so interesting. I would never have guessed there's so much to it.
Well, there you are.
And remember, Ed, I definitely want to be there when Lashes drops her calf.
Yeah, you said.
Any time, day or night, just call me.
Well, I don't always wait, Vicky.
Please.
You'll be the first to know.
And Alan sounded dreadful when I saw him in the churchyard this morning. He's got a racking cough now.
Oh, he shouldn't be camping out then.
Oh, perhaps not, but he's so dedicated. He'll be devastated if he doesn't complete his 46 nights. Oh, Jamie, the way you're attacking that wall. I wish I had your strength.
No probs.
Jill told me he's moving the tent to hers on Tuesday.
Yes, that's right. You know there was more carnage in the churchyard this morning.
Really?
Oh, yes. But it's not funny, Jamie. The brutality of nature. Feathers and bits of dead birds. It looked like an avian massacre.
Right.
Alan and I cleared them up before the congregation arrived, of course. You know, I have an intuition as to what's causing it, actually. Now I've consulted my bird book, I'll keep a close eye out.
Here I am, Linda.
Oh, Vicky.
Hi.
Morning, Cathy. All present and correct for scrubbing?
Oh, your Jamie's doing well, isn't he?
Now, where do you want me?
Well, Joe might need a hand at the village hall. There are three of these wretched tags by the fire door.
No, they're on the other side of the hall.
Oh, are they?
Are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, it's fine with me. I'm used to working with Joe. I learned to keep him in line at Christmas.
Now then, you'll need a brush.
Mm-hmm.
Good stiff one. Let's see.
Oh, it's good to have a distraction with Mike on the knock.
Yet again.
The knock? He, Ed and Brenda are working up trade for the new milk round every hour God sends.
Oh, yeah.
Expanded the herd, didn't we? So there'll be more milk.
Ah.
And they've taken on a new lad, Harry.
One brush.
Outer.
And how's it going?
It's a slow slog. They're only averaging 12 new customers a week.
Well, that sounds okay.
Mm, it's below what they want, but it's a start. Meanwhile, I'm a milk-round widow. I do admire their dedication.
Oh, Mike's not getting it all his own way, though. I'm determined to nab him for a few hours to practice our talent show tango.
Oh, excellent.
We can put you down, then.
Oh, you most certainly can.
Good.
And I can promise Ambridge an eye-popping experience. Move over, Alicia.
He's very light on his feet, Mike, for a big guy.
Well, I don't call him my Mr. Bubbles for nothing.
He waltzed beautifully together at his 60th party.
Oh, didn't they?
It's finding the time to practice these days.
Oh, I fancy winning the dinner for two at Grey Gables. Mike deserves a night off.
It's a good prize, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Cathy, that reminds me. Kenton has been relieved of his responsibility to find a third prize.
Oh?
Yes. Caroline rang this morning. Gus Montpellier has agreed to donate two Felbersham City tickets as a prize.
Wow! Did you hear that, Jamie?
Yeah, he couldn't very well say no, could he? After Lee Mason split Ian's face open at his birthday dinner.
Jamie, where are you going?
With Felbersham tickets up for grabs, I'm going to tell Josh.
Hi! Jamie, I'm glad to see you've grown into a pillar of the community.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm sure you'll be done by the end of the day.
Don't care, I'm going to win tickets to see Felbersham City.
Yeah? How?
Stupid talent contest. Josh and I can win it, no probs.
If you say so. there go. Keep up the good work.
Come down and show me when you've got it on, Phoebe.
I hope it fits.
Oh, I'm sure it will. She likes it.
Do you think so?
Oh, definitely. She loves that colour. And it will go nicely with the pink jeans.
That's what Vicky said. And she was right about Phoebe's ears.
Never mind. They're lovely earrings, anyway. Let's see your Mother's Day card, then.
Oh, here.
It looks familiar.
Does it?
Look on the window ledge by the plant.
Oh, yeah.
She obviously liked it enough to buy two.
Oh, how sweet.
She's good like that. Never likes anyone to feel left out.
I know.
Yes, Abby. We can see your lovely teddy.
Aww.
Vicky gave it to her. She's got a thing about bears.
Yeah, so I gather. Phoebe's got them all over her room.
We keep telling Vicky not to give her any more. It's not that she spoils Phoebe. She's just...
a force of nature.
Yeah. She's great fun. She's got a lot of get up and go. Very different character from Betty.
I was so sad about Betty.
Yeah. We all still are.
I'd known her all my life. I'm not sure she had much time for me, though.
Oh, I can't imagine Betty thinking ill of anyone.
Mike married again pretty fast, didn't he? He and Vicky hadn't known each other that long.
Well, some men like him don't reckon much to life on their own. He's much happier with someone.
Phoebe was devastated about Betty.
Yeah, at first. We all were. We still talk about her a lot, though. She'll never be forgotten. But kids, well, they adjust and move on, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose. Would it be okay if I met Phoebe after school tomorrow to change the earrings? Well, they're no use to her without pierced ears. She could maybe choose a bracelet or something instead.
Monday. Yeah, I don't see why not.
Oh, great. Thanks, Hayley.
As long as you're not back too late.
Sure. Hey, maybe I could take her to have her ears done tomorrow while we're in town.
Oh,
It's like a rite of passage, isn't it? Your first piercing. Oh, I'd love to think she and I'd done it together. It's something you always remember.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm getting carried away. Maybe you and Roy could talk about it when he comes off his shift. And then she can keep the earrings and get some different ones as well. Then I'll always know what to send her from back home.
Hold on a second, Kate. I will talk it through with Roy.
Great.
And then, well, we'll see.
Okay.
And only her ears, mind. No belly button rings or anything weird.
Hayley.
And don't say anything to her, because it may not happen. All right?
No. No. Of course I wouldn't.
Lunch will be ready in 10 minutes.
Oh, great. Thanks, love. Honestly, the muck in this trough is totally compacted.
Where's your gloves?
Oh, I got through my last pair.
Oh, there's some new ones in the shed. I got them when I went to the farm stores.
Oh, well, it's my fault. I've left this 3 days.
You should have got Josh to do it on Saturday.
He doesn't help with jobs like this anymore, not unless he gets paid.
Oh, be fair. He helped with the graffiti clean-up yesterday, at no charge to Linda.
Yeah, well, where Jamie leads, Josh follows.
I think it's rather sweet.
Well, I want to get on and start repairing the tracks after lunch.
Good.
Can't stand that pothole anymore by the side of Badger's Bank. You can swim in it.
Shall I run the mixer wagon this afternoon, then?
Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks. Oh, I could do without this blooming PC meeting tonight.
Well, at least it gets you out of refereeing at Ben's pizza party.
Yeah, you'll have a great time. Are we having the birthday cake here before you go?
Yeah, when he gets in from school.
Good. Well, I'll come in for that. Chuffed with his bike, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Jill's present. It was kind of her to drop it around so early.
Yeah.
We don't seem to have seen so much of her recently.
No.
I mean, she had lunch at Shuler's yesterday for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I think we should see if she wants to drop by tomorrow. She could stay for tea if she wants.
Yeah, fine.
She wouldn't even stay for a cuppa this morning.
Well, I don't blame her with Josh kicking off like that.
Well, he doesn't want to come to Ben's party. He'll be much older than all the other kids there.
Well, it's Pip's fault. She promised she'd keep an eye on him.
Yeah, well, she's going to that film with Jude now.
Yeah, that was all very last minute. But then again, you know, he only has to snap his fingers.
Oh, she's going on our terms, though. We made that clear. Home by 11.
Oh, I was going to make you that.
I can manage a sandwich, love. I'll be having a sleep.
Yeah, just got her down.
Oh, do you want one?
No, it's all. I've had something. Tea?
Yeah, quick one.
Okay. When are you home?
Should be back by 9. Got Katerina promoted to reception today. See how she gets on.
Hope Kate doesn't get Phoebe home too late tonight.
She won't. She promised. Look, we agreed she could take Phoebe to have her ears done. That's not going to take very long.
I don't want her tired for school tomorrow. You know what Kate's like, she doesn't think.
Oh, you just didn't want them to go.
I said yes, didn't I?
Yeah, and you've done nothing but grumble ever since.
I'm not grumbling. It's just a shame we can't do it for a birthday now, that's all.
So you keep saying. You could have said no.
It seemed mean.
Exactly. We could afford to be generous. We have Phoebe all the time, and she was so excited.
I know, no.
And it seems to mean a lot to Kate.
Yeah, all right, don't go on about it.
Well, just try and be happy about it when they get home.
Of course I will, Roy, for heaven's sake.
Well, at least she asked us first, which is not something she'd have done in the past. Well, she's trying. Let's be grateful for that, eh?
Oh, for God's sake.
You okay there, Lillian?
No, I think I left my car keys in the hall.
Oh, no.
Has Christine locked up and gone?
I'm afraid so, yeah.
Oh.
Are you all right, Lillian? You were very quiet at the meeting.
Yeah, I'm fine. My head's just all over the place, that's all.
Look, don't worry. How about we wander over to Woodbine and pick up the hall keys from Christine? I'll keep you company if you like.
Oh, David, would you mind?
Not at all.
And we could walk to the Bull afterwards if you like. I mean, I could use a drink. If you fancy one.
Oh, here's your dad now.
Dad!
Hiya!
Look at my earrings.
Oh, yeah!
These are only sleepers for now.
Oh, don't you look dead grown up?
I've got to keep them clean.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi.
What time do they get back from town?
6:30.
Oh, wow. You needn't have worried.
Oh, no.
We had a brilliant time. We saw Ben Archer in the pizza parlour.
Yeah?
He's 8 today.
Oh? And were you a very brave girl when they did your ears?
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't really feel it, but the place was, like, really amazing and scary.
Hey?
I think you better go up now, sweetheart.
Mum said it was where she had her first tattoo done when she was a teenager.
Did she now?
9:00. Up you go, Phoebs.
All right, night.
Good night, love. Your ears look great.
I can't wait to show Candy's.
Try not to fiddle with them too much, sweetheart.
OK.
I'll be up. We can clean them before you go to sleep.
Did she say what I thought she said?
She did. I was shocked as well, but I didn't show Kate. Not in front of Phoebs. She was too hyper to notice anyway.
I know that tattoo place. It's by the Cannon factory. It's where the bikers hang out. It's a real dive.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they'd go to the accessory shop at the precinct.
So? Kate hasn't changed that much, has she?
That's all right, Eddie. You enjoy it.
I've just bought him a large scotch for his birthday.
He looks pretty pie-eyed already.
Yeah. He keeps saying I'll be 60 next year. Mm-hmm. I think he's trying to blot it out.
I always remember Eddie's birthday. It's the same day as Ben's.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you don't want another drink, darling? I feel awful coming back from the bar with just one.
No, honestly, Lillian, I'm only keeping you company for this one. I want to get back and see Ben.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, I wish I could have a ciggy with this. Thanks for this, David. Sorry I was miserable before.
Oh, it's all right. I thought Jim did an excellent job with his first outing as clerk.
Yeah, with Christine holding his hand.
He'll feel more confident when he's been on his training course later in the year.
Doesn't Neil sort that out for him then?
Yeah. I'm glad you came to the meeting. We missed you.
Oh. I know I've absented myself a lot recently, which is not very good for an elected representative.
Understandable reasons, though. How is Matt, anyway?
Oh, fine, you know.
Good.
At least I know where he is at night.
I wish I didn't know where my daughter was.
But father's always wanted to know.
Well, not when they start. Well, yeah. Have you got any insights into the workings of the female teenage mind, Lillian? Because I am totally lost.
Well, for a start, they're going to do what they want, whatever you say.
Yeah, that sounds depressingly familiar.
No, it's funny. People always presume I was the wild one, but of course it was Jenny going to all the parties at college, not me.
Don't. Pip's lost all interest in the farm.
Oh, it'll come back, David. It's in her blood. She does look rather fabulous these days. Quite the young lady.
Is it serious then, this boy?
It's not a boy.
Good Lord, it's not a girl.
No. He's a man.
Oh. I don't wish to go all Freud on you, darling, but you were bound to be supplanted one day.
Oh.
Don't worry, darling. Girls are much better prepared these days. As long as Pip takes care of herself, she won't, well, you know, do a Jenny.
No, hope not.
Not that Jenny was a teenager when she had Adam. It was all so different back then, David. You know, Sid's just told me Lucy's 3 months pregnant.
Is she?
Yeah. He and Jolene are planning a trip to New Zealand in the summer to see them.
Mm. I wish I'd never raised the subject. I'm not ready to be a grandfather.
Oh, come on. No. I've not been much help, have I?
No.
Oh, that's mine.
No. It's okay, Lillian. You take it.
Are you sure?
I need to be off home. Bye.
Bye. Bye, David. Oh, Paul.
Hi there, Lillian.
Lovely to hear from you.
Well, I know you've got the confiscation hearing the day after tomorrow. I thought I'd check in to see how you were feeling.
Oh, how sweet of you to remember. Listen, I'm in the pub. Let me move to quieter corner so we can talk, OK? Oh, there. Now I can hear myself think.
So, Wednesday's a big day for you, Matt.
Oh, I'm dreading it, if I'm honest.
At least you'll see him.
Not to talk to, I shouldn't think.
To wave to, then? Hey, keep your spirits up, eh?
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Though neither of us is relishing being gawked at from the public gallery.
He's in the Crown Court?
Yeah.
Well, I can't think people would be that interested in coming along.
Well, the press might. Everyone will want to read how much they've got to pay back. And I'm not exactly thrilled at the prospect of seeing Chalkman again. And neither's Matt.
No.
Oh, it's such a relief to talk about it, Paul. I haven't even reminded my sister. She's busy with family anyway.
You've been a good listener. I just want to return the favour.
You are.
Well, at least when it's over, you'll know the worst, won't you?
I suppose so.
Well, I'll be thinking about you. You and Matt.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Paul?
Yeah?
I'll ring you and let you know how it goes.
Ah. I'll look forward to it.
Pip? Pip?
What?
You're back then.
Are you waiting up?
I wanted to make sure you were home safely.
You were checking up on me, you mean?
How was I supposed to know where you were? It's quarter to midnight.
Well, I'm back now.
We agreed 11 o'clock.
I'm only 45 minutes late. It's not like 3 hours or something.
You've broken our agreement.
Look, I was going to get a lift from Zoe's boyfriend, but he'd had too much to drink, all right? And then I rang for a taxi, but it didn't come for ages.
Well, why didn't you phone us?
Because I knew I wasn't going to be back that late.
Well, you are late, and it's college tomorrow. I'm not having a repeat of last week. You sleeping in because you're too tired to function.
So let me go to bed, then.
Don't raise your voice to me.
Look, I'm sorry, all right?
Sorry is not the point. Pip, we had an agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
Which doesn't seem to matter to you.
Can I just go up now, please?
I mean, you don't even care, do you?
What?
That you've upset me, that you've kept me up.
What, past your bedtime?
You know that a farm can't run on late nights.
I didn't ask you to wait up, Dad.
For heaven's sake, I can hear you two upstairs.
Oh, sorry.
Pip only got to sleep half an hour ago. He was high as a kite after his party, and I don't want him woken up.
Okay, okay.
And I've got to be up for milking in a few hours.
Look, what's the big deal?
It is later than you promised, Pip.
Not you as well.
No. Oh, great. That's all I need.
Oh.
You see what you've done?
It was you as well.
Oh, shut up, both of you. Go back to bed, Ben. We'll talk about this tomorrow, Pip. Oh, I don't believe it.
See?
What?
Your mum's going to be in a foul mood tomorrow. You've upset everyone.
It was you who wouldn't let me go upstairs.
I am not having this again, Pip. I mean it. You stick to 11 o'clock in future. Is that clear?
Whatever.
Is that a yes?
Fine, whatever. Just, will you get off my case, okay?
Oh.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Afternoon.
I'm glad of that rain. It's made the ground nice and soft for this.
Yes.
So kind of you to let me put the tent here.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh,
I hope I haven't held you up.
No, man, you're going to Brookfield.
I just wanted to get it done before the light goes.
How's it been going so far?
Oh, pretty well, you know. People keep stopping to put money in the bucket.
I expect they're impressed you've kept going.
Maybe.
It's been so cold these last few nights, and your cough has become legendary.
I'm sorry.
You sound dreadful.
No, no, I'm all right, really. Just coughs always sound worse to other people.
You don't look a very good colour either.
No, we northerners are a hardy breed.
Even so?
No, I'll be fine. I've got cough sweets. I'm getting through them like Smarties.
Why not spend the evening inside? I'd like you to. You'll be warm and you can watch television if you like.
Oh, thank you, but that would rather defeat the object of the exercise.
Oh.
No, I appreciate your concern, though.
All right. Is there anything you need before I go?
No, 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 thank you, Jill, no.
Well, you've got the spare key if you want the bathroom.
Oh, thank you.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Yeah, bye.
I won't be late.
All right.
I'll see you when I get back.
All right. Oh. Hello.
Hiya.
Oh, hi, love.
Guess what? Robway's just rung. They're good as a tenant for Blossom Hill.
Oh, Usha, that's great.
A young couple. Their husband's got a new job in Hollerton.
When can they move in?
After Easter, when Jim goes to Greenacres. Alan, I can hear you, you know, trying not to cough.
Oh, I'm okay, I'm okay.
I wish you'd go home.
I can't, Usha.
Look, I'll be back in half an hour. We can sit together in the warmth.
Temptation.
Well, do it.
Oh, it wouldn't look very good if I succumbed, would it? I mean, Lent's not about taking the soft option. It's it's quite the opposite.
It's not soft to take care of your health. Please.
Oh, I can't come home, love. Oh, if I don't do this, I'll lose my sponsorship bonus for the charity.
Yeah, I know. Well, just wrap up warm, all right?
Oh, Mum. Sorry, I didn't see you.
No, you were completely lost in your own little world.
Yeah, sorry.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, Mum, absolutely fine. But there's something very satisfying about this thumper.
Well, it's certainly doing the job.
Yeah, it compacts the rubble to nothing.
It's got quite rutted, this track.
Well, this is the worst.
So, how was last night?
Hey?
The PC meeting.
Oh!
Did you tell them about Phil's legacy to maintain the playground?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They were absolutely delighted.
Good.
I should have rung you last night.
No, it's all right.
No, but it means that now we can shift the fund we'd already allocated for the play area to the shop.
Oh, that would have pleased your father no end. He was all in favour of this community shop.
Yeah, and Neil told us about this initiative from the County Council to allocate small grants for targeted local projects.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, small things like redecorating a village hall or putting in a disability ramp.
Now, that would be useful.
Yeah. Applications have to go through the parish council, so I'm looking into it.
You know, I'd forgotten Phil had left that money. We changed our wills nearly 10 years ago now, when you and Elizabeth fell out over the farm.
Well, that's all behind us now.
Yes. I almost wish I could have been there myself last night to see everyone's reactions.
Oh, you should have said. I'm sure we could have arranged
it. No, I probably would have ended up being silly. I'm just glad people were pleased, that's all.
Me too, Mum. Oh, here comes the rain again.
Oh.
Let's go in and get a cup of tea, shall we?
Josh? Josh, what are you doing in my room?
Nothing.
You liar. What is that in your hand?
My DV camera.
No, your other hand.
Nothing.
Is that my moose?
No.
Yes, it is. Give it back.
I haven't got it.
And will you stop filming me, you little weirdo?
Why? I've got some great footage of you and Jude on here.
Oh, right, that's it.
Ow, that hurt.
No, but it serves you right.
Give me back my camera.
Why should I?
Right, I'm telling Dad. Dad!
Dad!
Oh, what now?
Dad!
Josh, what's going on?
Pip's stolen my camera.
You are such a little snitch. So give it back?
No.
Pip.
He's been stealing stuff from my room.
What stuff?
Wrong question, Dad. Try, why is he in there in the first place?
What did you take, Josh?
My hair mousse. Little freak.
Now, come on, let's all just calm down,
He's
shall we?
He's got no right to go snooping in my room.
Pip.
Gran is right. Calm down. Josh, you should ask permission.
She hit my arm. Well, you shouldn't take things that don't belong to you.
Excuse me?
Come on, love. You're the eldest, Pip. Give Josh his camera.
He's lucky I didn't chuck it out the window.
Pip, give him the camera.
Okay, fine.
Yes, that's it. Now, Josh, don't you think it might be a nice idea to give Pip back her mousse?
Here.
Good.
Why did you want it anyway, Josh?
Jamie and I are going to be Jedward.
Jedward?
In the talent show, in the under 16.
Oh, yes.
Don't be stupid, you can't even sing.
Well, Jedward are hardly the Everly brothers.
We want to win the Felpisham City tickets.
Good for you.
You don't even look like twins.
I wanted to have a go at sticking my hair up.
So you need gel, not mousse. Or an electric shock, which I'll be happy to give you.
It's all right, David.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Oh, you children were always having run-ins. I remember you borrowing Shula's cassette player once without her permission.
Did he, Gran?
Yes, it was like World War III.
I'll have a word with Pip.
Not on my account.
Well, look, how about this tea?
I think I might pass, to be honest, darling.
What?
Well, the rain's really coming down. I might get back and check that Alan's OK.
Oh, he'll be all right. We were going to ask you to stay for supper.
Well, that would have been lovely. But he's already got a terrible cough. Maybe I can make him eat a proper meal.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh. Bye, Josh. It's been lovely to see you, David.
Yeah, apart from the kids.
Hey!
Give my love to Ruth. I'll see you both soon.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
Bye, Mum.
Oh. Who are the Everly brothers?
Eh? Oh, two American guys, singers. A bit before your time.
Me and Jamie are miming to Ghostbusters.
The Everly brothers had pretty sticky up hair as well, now I think of it.
Did they dance around too?
No. Where are you going, Josh?
My room.
Yeah, all right. But just stay out of Pip's way, okay?
Oh, Jill, I heard the car. Come inside and get drenched.
No, you come inside. That cough's gone onto your chest. I'll heat you up some food.
Well, I...
Oh, I'm not taking no for an answer, Alan. No arguments.
We're all tired from last night.
I'm not.
Well, I am, and your mum is... Can you turn that off, please? Can't hear myself think.
Oh.
Off. Thank you. Now, what was all that about with Josh?
He was messing around with my things.
Yeah, OK, but there was no need to hit him and shout at him with Gran here.
He was the one in the wrong, not me.
All right, but you are the one who needs to set him an example.
You're talking to me like I'm a kid, Dad. I'm not sick.
Well, your behaviour hasn't been exactly adult recently.
I gave him back his camera.
No, before that. You know that Gran is relying on the family at the moment for support. She's still very vulnerable, Pip.
Well, she's never here.
Well, I expect that's because the atmosphere's so dreadful. You in a mood, picking on Ben and Josh all the time. She needs peace and quiet. It's driving her away.
So... What? You're blaming me?
No, but it's bound to have some effect.
That's so unfair.
Is it?
You're using Gran to blackmail me. I mean, how low can you get?
Don't be ridiculous, Pip.
Look, you're the one creating all the upset around here. Maybe you should take a look at yourself.
Well, this stew's wonderful, Jill.
You need nourishment and I still cook for two. It's a hard habit to break.
I can imagine.
Could you eat some more?
No, thank you. This has been plenty. Oh, it's been good to warm up. As soon as I've finished this, I'll head back outside.
Yes, well, we'll see.
Ah.
Expecting guest.
I could say that. Come in, Usha.
Usha?
Jill? Right then. What am I going to do with you?
What are you doing here? Jill.
I'm sorry, Alan. I had to ring her.
It's okay, Jill. You did the right thing. You look like death warmed up.
Oh, thank you. But I'll be all right.
Look, I know what this means to you to complete the challenge, but I won't stand by and let you get really ill. You have got to stop it.
I've still got 2.5 weeks to go to Easter. I cannot give up.
Oh, and what shape will you be in for all your Easter services if you carry on like this? All your community visits?
That's true. It's such a busy time for you.
I know that.
Oh, sorry.
No. I'm sorry.
And how many appointments have you got in the diary this week? And the next? Do you really want to let everyone else down?
I just don't want to fail.
No one expects you to carry on when you're ill.
This is serious, darling. You do not have to martyr yourself for this. Let me make an appointment with the doctor tomorrow if I can.
Good idea.
And meanwhile, no more nights under canvas. Please.
I do feel horrendous, actually. I'm sorry to land all this on you, Jill.
Oh, don't apologise. I couldn't let you spend the night outside. I wouldn't have got a wink of sleep worrying about you.
No, I know when I'm beaten. That's it, then. Looks like I'll have to give in after all.
Linda? Linda!
Hold on!
Kate!
Practicing for the talent show?
How wonderful! Come round, have a garden chair.
Oh, come on.
Lillian?
Oh, Paul. Look, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can. Where are you?
In the car outside the Crown Court.
Is it over then, the hearing?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you must be so relieved.
Oh, Paul, I can't tell you.
I can hear it in your voice. How was it? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, just about. It's difficult seeing Matt and not being able to speak to him.
Oh, sure.
But at least that's the last time he'll be in court. Now he can see out the rest of his sentence in peace.
And the judgment? Was that what you were expecting?
Pretty much.
Right. And are you okay with that?
We'll live to fight another day.
I'm so glad.
It's still 1.6 million.
1.6... Gosh.
Yeah, you could say that. Actually, it's £1,644,736.
Lillian. I don't know what to say.
I wrote it on the back of my hand.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. There's nothing I can do anyway, is there?
I wish I could help.
Matt'll be all right. He's allowed 6 months to pay. It's sweet of you to say so.
Not much use, though.
It's Chalky who'll be needing the help. He had the largest share in the business. He's got to pay £3.5 million.
Good Lord.
I wrote his total on my other hand.
Lillian, you're amazing.
I've always been almost ambidextrous. It's my special skill.
How did Matt react?
Totally impassive. He wasn't going to show Chalkman or the judge he was beat.
Good for him.
Yeah. I appreciated it today, knowing you were thinking of us.
I was.
Any support means a lot. It's just a shame Matt couldn't have known.
Well, one day perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Oh, for now, I just want to put the whole thing behind me.
Oh, and poor Alan. Usha dragged him to the doctor's after lunch. He's really not well.
So you've taken over?
Well, I'm only doing 2 nights to start with. Then it's Robert's turn. Oh,
well, I think it's great.
Look at Sipo. He's sound asleep.
Yeah, he loves his buggy.
Mm. Robert and I can't camp out together, sadly. Oh. We've got a B&B guest staying.
He helped me move the tent here at lunchtime, though.
Why the churchyard? Bit spooky, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'm keeping an eye out for a particular bird I think's on the rampage.
Well, you've got the tent looking very nice. I like your dream catcher.
Of course, technically, I'm only required to sleep under canvas for it to count towards the 46 nights. But I've decided to use it as a retreat as well. Although I've still got to go to work, unfortunately.
And how do you manage for the loo?
Oh, Neil's given me a key to the church.
You're so public-spirited, Linda. I've always admired that.
Well, you rally round in an emergency, don't you? And it's not only me. Neil's volunteered to sleep in it after Robert. And I'm sure more will come forward if we can just keep it going through Lent.
I expect Alan was pleased.
Oh, yes, he was. Usha said he was deeply touched we wanted to carry forward the baton.
I don't know him that well, but he sounds quite a guy.
Oh, Kate, you'd approve of his style. He's a man of action. Oh, will you sign the visitor's book while you're here?
Visitor's book?
Yes, something Alan started.
I love it. Why not?
Hold on.
You know, I log on to the village website from Joburg sometimes when I feel nostalgic for Ambridge's quaint little ways.
Really? Isn't technology amazing?
That's how I knew you were doing a B&B now.
Here. Right.
And a pen.
And do you feel nostalgic for Ambridge?
Well, my roots are here. Mm. And it has its charms. There. I've written Kate and Sipo from South Africa.
Oh, that does look exotic. Alan will be delighted. Oh, and a donation wouldn't go amiss. It's for an international refugee charity.
Oh, of course. The school bus is late. I want to surprise Phoebe.
The traffic may be bad. So you enjoying your visit? You must have so much family to catch up with.
Yeah, except most of them are working.
Mm.
Is £5 enough?
Oh, thank you, yes. In the bucket, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's busy, busy at Home Farm. Adam's obsessed with his polytunnels and Mum's got Rory to look after. And Dad's gone all green on me.
Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, he's persuaded BL to donate land for a green burial field, hasn't he?
Oh, that, yes. Well, that was my idea originally.
So he said.
And how do Rory and Sipo get along?
Oh, fine. Though I'm not sure either of them fully grasps Rory being Sipo's uncle.
Oh, yes, of course.
He's got his Uncle Desmond and Uncle Anele back home, but they're both 30-something, not seven.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm a step-granny now, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Robert's daughter had a little boy, Oscar.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Coriander brought him to stay for a few weeks before Christmas when he was still very tiny.
Oh.
Yes, it was awful when she took him back. We were quite bereft.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, Kate, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Phoebe will be a teenager next year. It's hard keeping up with her. But we had a fantastic time together on Monday.
Oh, good.
I took her to have her ears pierced.
Oh, look, there's the bus coming now.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks for the chat, Linda.
Oh.
I really enjoyed it.
So did I. Hurry. Bye-bye, Kate.
Bye.
Bye.
Has your daughter heard back about the job?
Grace, yeah. She got it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, she was chuffed. She thinks it's because she spent that 2 months as a volunteer in the department.
Yeah, well, and that would earn her brownie points.
So, what next for you?
Well, home before the traffic builds up, and then supper at the pub. I shan't feel like cooking tonight.
Yeah. And beyond today?
Oh, I've got stuff to look forward to. I'll be all right.
Good.
My niece is over from South Africa.
Yeah, you said at Mum's funeral.
Oh, did I? Last Tuesday feels a long time ago.
Oh, no.
And then I'll be down in London to see my son in 2 weeks.
Really? How long will you be staying?
Just a night, I should think. Why?
Well, I was just wondering, if you're down here, why don't we meet up for a coffee? If you'd like to.
Oh, Paul, that would be really lovely.
Which day will you be down?
Well, James's birthday is on the 30th, the Tuesday, so I'll be staying the night with him then.
So, Wednesday then?
Fine. We'll make a day of it.
Great, yeah. Yeah, I'd like nothing better.
Always the last to get off, aren't you, Phoebe?
Hi, Mum.
Good day at school.
Mum!
Oh,
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh, I've just run from the churchyard.
I saw you from the bus. Hello, Seaport.
Oh, he's still half asleep. I thought we could walk back together.
No, I've bought the car.
Oh, sorry. I thought Phoebe always walked home.
She usually does, but I needed the shop, so I waited.
Well, can we hitch a ride to Willow Farm then?
Oh, yes. Well, I've got Abby's buggy in the boot and the shopping.
Oh.
Please, Mum, can they come back?
Well, I expect we can manage. Zippo can use Abby's child seat.
Oh, thanks, Hayley. And look what I've bought, Phoebe.
Twilight, Mum!
Yeah.
You said on Monday you wanted to see it again, so I've hired it. I thought we could watch it together.
That's so cool. Can we, Mum, when we get home?
Well...
Please?
It was a 12A at the cinema, I checked.
Oh,
all right. As long as you do your homework afterwards.
Yay!
Thanks, Hayley.
Right.
Well, the car's over the road.
Hello, Lillian.
Linda, you nearly gave me a heart attack springing up from behind that wall.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Nice afternoon for a stroll.
Yeah. I thought I'd walk down to the Bull for supper.
It's a little early. 4:45.
Well, I'm sure I can pass the time inside.
Hmm.
What are you doing there?
I've taken over Alan's Lenten mission in his tent.
You're mad.
No, I'm not. It'll be a welcome respite from life's hurly-burly.
It's a bit of a throwback, that tent.
Oh, yes. Takes me back to my days as a brown owl. But it's a lovely spot here. Primroses coming through.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I think I can smell the spring today.
Yes, definitely.
I needed the air, actually. Had a rather stressful day.
Oh, dear.
But it feels very good to be out. What?
Look, by the tower. Falco peregrinus, a peregrine falcon.
Good Lord.
I knew it.
Kate?
Hmm? Oh, mute it, Phoebe.
Okay.
How long does the film go on?
I'm not sure. We're still on the trailers.
Right. Just so I know for Phoebe's tea.
Mum, Edward's like this 90-year-old vampire in a 17-year-old's body.
Really?
He's gorgeous, isn't he, Phoebe?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Seapo's eating with Abby, is that okay?
Oh, thanks, Hayley. He had a snack earlier and I was going to give him something when we got back to Mum's.
Well, he seemed hungry.
Do you want me to come through?
No, Roy's feeding them. You carry on with your film when it finally starts.
Okay. Put the sound back on, Phoebe.
Done.
Come on, Abby. Hey, finish your banana, like Seapot. Yeah, there's a good girl. You alright, love?
Peachy.
How are they getting on in there?
Oh, wonderful. In a little bubble, all of their own. How does she do it, Roy? Get everyone running around after her. Look at you.
It's no trouble. I'm feeding Abby anyway.
That's not the point.
Well, I don't mind.
Well, you should. Phoebe's getting hyper. Her homework could be rubbish at this rate. If I can get her to settle to it after Kate's gone.
Oh, love, it's only one night. It must be a good film if she's prepared to miss Hollyoaks.
Kate comes up to the bus stop like a whirlwind and suddenly it's a done deal. She's coming back here. It's the way she does things.
She's always been spontaneous.
Presumptuous, you mean? And people let her get away with it. I let her get away with it. She wrong-foots me every time.
You're shouting, love.
I mean, how can I say no to that damn DVD when Phoebe's so excited? I'd have been cast as the Wicked Witch.
No, yeah, I know. It's not fair.
She just crashes in and upsets everything. Oh, I can't wait till she goes back next week. I hope it's another 3 years before she comes back.
Oh, good. Ryan, you're up.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing a drink before we start. Is that okay?
Sure. Four of the guys are here, just waiting for Clyde and Barry now.
Are they two more of your summer pickers?
Yep.
Well, you were right. Looks a perfect morning to get the polythene on.
Yep, I rang round as soon as I'd seen the forecast last night. Mm. Let's hope it stays like this for a few days so we can complete the job.
Hey, have you heard how much Matt's got to pay back?
Oh, of course. It was the hearing yesterday, wasn't it?
1.6 million.
Ouch.
I mean, you can do it, of course, but it makes you want to keep on the right side of the law.
And what's Stephen got to stump up?
Almost 3.5.
Million? Well, thank heavens the Dow House is in Lillian's name.
Oh, I wouldn't feel too sorry for him. If you can't do the time...
I must ring her.
Jenny told me she was surprisingly sanguine about it all. She's going to visit her darling James in a couple of weeks. That always cheers her up.
Oh, why are you two so perky?
Oh, morning, Kate.
We're starting to cover the polytunnel frame today. Fancy it?
No.
You're up early.
Sepo's awake. I'm taking him some milk.
Here's one open.
Thanks.
This was the time you'd regularly roll in when you were a teenager, Kate, 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
At least at weekends after a party. Now you're a responsible parent.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Sorry.
Look, Ryan, I'll be outside.
Okay.
See you in 5.
Yeah, I'll just drink this.
Have you seen Sepo's cup anywhere?
Try the dishwasher.
Oh.
You got anything planned today?
Not really. I'll see who's around. I'm seeing Helen tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. I might buy some Easter eggs for Phoebe and Abby.
Yeah, good idea.
I did hope Phoebe could stay here tonight. I invited her.
Did you?
Yeah, but she's seeing a friend. Candice or something.
Oh.
We had such a lovely time together last night as well. All snuggled up on the sofa, watching films.
Well, that's kids for you, I'm afraid. They get a better offer.
Apparently so.
You planning on Skyping home today?
Yeah, probably. I'd better take this up. Good luck with the tunnels.
Quit moaning, Mum. God, most people would kill for a month in New Zealand.
Well, not with a hormonal Lucy, they wouldn't. Do you want any more cereal?
No.
It's a late pregnancy and all, so I'll probably get all the gory details.
Late?
Well, she's 38, isn't she?
Well, it's not late these days.
Well, it is for Mother Nature.
It's supposed to be fantastic, New Zealand.
For a Lord of the Rings geek, maybe. Wouldn't be my first choice. I'd sooner go back to Nashville.
Well, I'd go like a shot.
I know. I should be grateful.
Yeah, you should.
But Sid's that excited. I mean, who else can I moan to? Anyway... He was talking about it in bed this morning.
Oh, too much information.
The pub, while we're away. We've dismissed the idea of a temporary manager coming in, or... Heaven forbid, Lillian.
Well, so what are you planning?
We want you to run it.
Me?
Will you?
Well, I can.
Of course you can. You're more than capable. You've done it before.
Well, yeah, but I had Peggy here then, didn't I? I mean, I just did as I was told.
Rubbish. And you'll have Freed and Clary and Kirsty. They'll all pull their weight.
Mum.
Sid trusts you to do it, and so do I. What do you say?
Oh,
don't think about it too much, darling. Just say yes.
Well, I'd love to give it a go.
Great. That's settled. We'll go ahead and sort out you getting licensed.
Last one now. Hold it flat, please, Kenton.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Right. There.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Yes. Well, I promised Pat I'd put it here outside the shop for everyone to see.
You know, I always thought it should be called a thermometer.
Huh?
Yeah, well, it looks like one, and a barometer measures the weather, doesn't it?
As long as it motivates people towards the target figure, I don't mind what it's called.
You know, I remember them from Blue Peter. Val Singleton used to get all our old stamps.
Oh, good for you.
10 grand's still a lot to raise, though.
Well, we've reached 1,300 so far. It's rising all the time. I heard back from Loxley Aerophoto this morning.
Who are they?
They fly over your house to take a picture in a sort of civilian espionage plane, I suppose.
Oh, right.
Well, they've offered to donate money for the shop fund, as long as they can stick an aerial photo of it inside advertising their business.
Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Richard and I have pestered a few different firms. We've raised, well, almost £1,000.
Oh, great.
And we've got the one-off grant from the parish council now. I've been officially co-opted, you know.
Friends in high places?
Well, more a conspiracy to keep me away from the hotel, I think. I didn't exactly cut it as a fine dining waiter.
It's a tricky job.
Yeah, so I discovered. Caroline and the staff weren't too impressed with my efforts.
I'm back on the bar now instead. Plays Mortimer's strengths.
Oh, but you're a great host. In fact, I hear you're front of house for Amateur's Got Talent.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I'll be dusting down my tuxedo for the night.
You know I'm, well, I'm judging.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard. Mm. That's quite a responsibility. You should plan on making some enemies.
Oh, no. I'll be the nice one. I'll be heading a crack Tina, especially if my third judge materialises.
Ah, and will he be Mr. Nasty?
Well, he's a pro in the industry, so he'll have high standards.
Industry?
Or the entertainment industry.
Oh, and how are the entries coming on?
Oh, well, trickling in. I sneaked to look at the list when Cathy wasn't looking. The Pilates group are doing some modern ballet display.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, she's very limber, Sabrina.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, and Titcomb and Eileen, they're reprising their disappearing act.
What? The one with the sheets?
Yeah, yes. Love amongst the laundry, eh?
Well, I hope they've refined it. When they did it that Christmas a while back, I saw her disappear behind the screen.
Yeah, yeah, well, so did everyone else. And, oh, then there's Benson, Mrs. Noakes's talented cockatoo.
Ooh, well, an animal act, eh?
Well, a bit of a husband substitute, according to Cathy.
I thought she had a husband.
Yeah, yeah, but he works nights, which is probably why she trained it to whistle Silent Night.
Well, we are in for an interesting evening.
Oh, and Josh and Jamie will be cavorting around as Jedward, of course.
You?
You know, Oh, never mind, Ollie. Just hope Jamie realises they've got to pay to enter. I haven't caught up with him much recently.
Well, you can't show him any favouritism, remember? Ah, morning, Fallon.
Oh, hi. Oh, barometer. That looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, it was Pat's idea.
Oh. Yeah, we're just talking about the talent show.
Oh, Linda's got me in charge of the music. Hmm? Well, I don't mind, as long as everyone's got their CD ready.
Oh, yeah, I must chase up Jamie for his Ghostbusters music.
Well, that's me done here. I've got a wash needs putting on. How the mighty have fallen, eh?
See you, Ollie.
Bye, Oliver.
Fallon, have you heard back from your manager?
Ex-manager.
Yeah, whatever. Only Linda's been nagging me. Jennifer wants to do the list of judges on the webpage.
Oh,
so...
well, that's what I came over to tell you.
I can see by your face it's no from me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
He's a busy guy, Spence. He manages two other bands now.
Yeah, well, that's showbiz, I guess. Mm. Oh, he would really have upped the ante being a professional, though.
Sorry. Might Linda or Cathy know anyone?
No, it's kind of my responsibility to find the third judge. Oh. That's my only responsibility, actually.
You could always ask my mum.
Oh, Jolene.
Well, don't say it like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just hadn't thought of her, that was all.
She's semi-pro, remember? And she's got bags of experience on the circuit.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't pull her punches either, would she?
No, but she'd be fair with it.
Yeah, and she'd add a touch of glamour to the team.
Oh, God.
Hey, thanks, fella. Nice one.
Ah, spread it out down there, please, Brian. Got it.
What's his name?
Ted. Grant struck up quite a friendship with him.
Stay back, Seapot. Out of the way, sweetheart.
You can tie it now.
I will do.
Yeah, they had a really nice chat when he visited his wife yesterday, while Graham was seeing Jack.
Yeah.
Ian saw her last night. Tight, good and tight, Brian.
Yeah, I am.
I'm glad she's found someone who's in a similar position.
Yeah. Must be refreshing for her to go there and have some proper conversation instead of Jack's ramblings.
Oh, great. Good. Well, that's this bay complete.
Have a break now, guys.
Oh. Well, it's going well. We should have the whole lot covered in a couple of days if the wind stays down.
I think I'll take Sipo in now. Shall I put the coffee on for you and the guys?
Oh, please, Kate.
Come on, lovely. Let's go inside.
Oh. Has she said much to you about Lucas?
Not really.
Hmm. She's hardly rung him at all since she's been here.
Well, he must be pretty busy. And he's got Nolly to look after.
Mm, true, but whenever he rings her, she puts Sipo on for most of the call.
Oh, well, it's their business, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just... she does seem a little... I don't know, unsettled.
I think it's been a lot for her, adjusting to Phoebe growing up.
Yes.
I mean, they've got a lot of lost years to make up. Ones they'll never get back. I'm sure that's all it is.
Ah, Jolene, the very woman.
Oh, hi, Kenton. Hey, what do you think?
Yeah?
It's for Easter Monday.
Oh, let's have a look. Bulls, egg hunt, and a quiz in the evening. Yeah, I might come to that, you know. Show my support for a local event.
Great! Tell your friends, eh?
Oh, look!
You can still see a bit of that graffiti through the paint.
What, where?
On the wall! Ooh, Jamie did his best to cover it up on Sunday. It'll give a bad impression Easter Monday to people coming from outside.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I could swing for whoever did it.
Well, maybe in the kids from Borchester. Seems to have stopped now, though.
It's too late. The damage is done.
Yeah, well, Linda was furious the Echo didn't come out to cover the clean-up.
Well, I hope they name and shame the culprits if they do find them.
Oh, I didn't have you down as a vengeful type, Jolene.
Yeah, you just have to hit the right spot, Kenton.
Huh? Mm.
What are you doing anyway? Day off?
No. I'll be in for the lunchtime rush. Mm. Mind you, Naomi and Frank run a tight ship without me. In fact, I leave them to it quite a lot these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I'm out with Jim, you know, researching and planning the new bar. Yeah, anyway, look, I've come to ask you something.
Go on, then.
Yeah. Would you consider putting all your professional experience to good use for the benefit of the community shop and all the elderly and the infirm who rely on it and be our third judge for Ambridge's Got Talent?
Kenton.
Yeah, now, you know, you would be wonderful, Jolene. I mean, you could be all nice, 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 and then you call in that killer streak I've just witnessed.
I know what you're up to.
What?
Spence turned you down, did he?
Hey?
Yeah, Fallon told me he was chasing him.
No, but only because I hadn't thought of you first.
Oh, flatter.
No, look, you would be much better anyway. What'd you say?
I say I'm far too busy, sorry.
No, come on, Jolene.
We've got a pub to run. Fallon's already got the night off to help with the music. I'll need to be here, I'm afraid.
Oh, great.
Look, I can't do it, but I know a man who can.
Who?
Wayne.
Wayne? Yeah. Well, thanks, Julian, but it wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
No, I know. But he scrubs up nice and he's been in the business most of his life.
Yeah, well...
Plus, he knows what? Talent when he sees it. And who else are you going to get at this short notice?
No. Okay, needs must, I suppose. Okay, then. Yeah, go on. Give me his number, then.
So, Peggy's well, is she? Go on. Haven't seen her for a while.
Oh, yeah, really well, thanks. I had a walk round Arkwright Lake after seeing her.
Oh, lovely.
Well, I'm on the loose, aren't I? Child-free for the afternoon.
BL are leasing the lake to the County Wildlife Trust, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah, Dad said. For conservation work.
Oh, great.
It's a long lease as well. In you go. I heard 15 years.
He's doing some good as chairman of BL then, my dad.
Yeah, can't think Matt would have cared about it.
Well, they're only doing it for the green publicity, aren't they?
Oh, so cynical, so young.
It's true. They'll be looking for volunteers to carry out the work, Pip.
Oh, well, I've got way too much on. I've got my ag coursework now.
Yeah, I know.
Last year, maybe. But not now.
She took Matt to task a couple of years ago over some skylark habitat he wanted to put crops on, didn't you, Pip?
Good for you.
Okay, Mum.
I was proud of you.
Well, I'm going in. I've got a party tonight and I've got to get myself sorted.
Okay.
I'll see you, Kate.
Bye. You know it sounds obvious, but I can't get over the change in Pip.
Neither can we.
She's so grown up.
More than you know.
And mature.
Well, looks can be deceptive.
Hi, Pip.
All right.
I'm about to make a pot of tea before I go out again. Join me?
Okay.
Good. Nice day at college?
Nothing special.
Well, put your bag down. At least we can sit down and drink it together.
I've got work to do before I go out.
5 minutes?
Okay.
Pip, what's in there?
Nothing.
It's bottles, isn't it?
Dad, what are you doing? That's my bag.
Uh-huh, one bottle of wine. And one... Oh, this is vodka.
Calm down, Dad.
Right, well, I'm taking this for a start.
You can't!
Watch me.
What are you doing?
It's going down the sink.
Dad, stop it. I'm going to a party. You have to bring something. Oh.
One, you're underage. Two, how the hell did you get it? Eh? Pip?
Everyone drinks it.
That is not what I asked. Well, if this is what you want to spend your allowance on, I have no choice but to stop it altogether.
Dad, that is so unfair.
And now we'll see what your mother has to say about it, shall we?
I'm taking
taking advantage of Mum babysitting. I'm going to see Helen's flat now.
It must be nice for you two catching up after all this time.
Ruth? Ruth?
Is David okay?
I don't know. Is everything all right?
Kate, sorry. I didn't realise you were still here.
Not for long. I'm heading off to Helen's.
Well, it's been lovely to see you.
You too. Maybe catch up again before I go back?
Oh, that'd be great. Bye.
See you.
Bye, Kate. Oh.
What's wrong?
Pip had a bottle of spirits in her bag.
What?
Vodka. She was taking it to a party.
Oh, my God.
I poured it down the sink.
But she doesn't look 18. How did she manage to get...
Jude probably bought it for her.
Oh, David.
I know she's growing up, and a few drinks is one thing...
But bottles of spirits?
I don't know, Ruth.
Well, what did you say to her?
Well, I've stopped her allowance. Had no choice.
What? Completely?
Well, it'll stop her buying vodka.
Right.
What else could I do?
Oh, I'm not sure. It's just... Oh, she won't have money for taxis home or for emergencies. Look, I'm not happy about her having no allowance at all, David.
I had to put my foot down.
Okay. I just wish you'd talk to me first.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I should have done. I just saw red.
Look, we don't want her even more dependent on Jude's money.
So what do we do now? I mean, I've said it now.
Just go in and...
What?
Tell her we'll still give her some money.
What, and back down?
Not completely. She's not to spend it on booze. We can be firm on that.
Yeah, OK. Yeah, you're right.
Look, I've got to start milking.
No, no.
Would you rather we waited and talked to her together?
No, no.
You sure?
Yeah. I'll do it now before things get out of hand.
In front of me now.
I don't mind what I do, Elizabeth. Cleaning, anything.
I can offer you a couple of waitressing shifts a week in the orangery. Plus anything that comes up if people go on holiday. Any good?
Yeah, excellent.
Good. Well, we can start training you tomorrow if you like, before you move on to your shifts proper.
Great. Oh, thank you so much.
It'll be lovely to have you.
I've got to go, but see you at the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Pip.
What?
I've told your mother about the vodka and she wasn't happy, but we are prepared to talk about the allowance. So, I accept you need money as long as you don't spend it on alcohol.
But I don't.
You don't what?
Need money. Not from you, anyway.
What do you mean?
You're too late. I've just rung Auntie Elizabeth and I've got some hours at the cafe in Lower Loxley.
You what?
And I will spend my wages on whatever I like.
Helen, it's lovely.
Well, I thought it was about time I got a place of my own. Would you like some biscuits? I've got some nice ones from the shop.
Oh, please. Do you want a hand in there?
No, thanks.
So, when did Annette move out?
Not long ago, a few weeks.
This place must have been cramped with two.
Well, no, it's perfect, actually. There's some pictures of Annette, if you'd like to see her.
Where?
In the second drawer by the sofa.
Okay.
You'll see her likeness to Greg.
I didn't know him that well, actually. Helen, what's this?
What?
Are these yours? Recruiting sperm donors? Fertility questionnaire?
That's private.
Helen?
Look, if I tell you, you'll have to promise you won't breathe a word.
You had no right offering her a job, Elizabeth.
Oh, now hold on.
You've totally undermined my authority.
Well, I didn't know there was a problem, did I?
How can I make her stick to the rules with you interfering?
I'm not interfering.
Yes, you are.
Oh, Pip's not a child. She asked me for a job.
You should have spoken to me first.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I'm not sending her up a chimney. Most parents would be delighted.
You don't understand.
No, you're right, I don't. She is showing real initiative and independence. Anyway, she'll be an asset to the orangery.
An asset to the orangery? She wants money for alcohol.
Oh, David, you make her sound like a wino.
Well, she's not the old Pip anymore.
No, no, she's growing up and you don't like it. It'll do her good to hold down a job. And as long as she does good work, I can't dictate what she can do with her money.
Well, like you'd care anyway. You got expelled from your boarding school for underage drinking, I seem to remember.
Yeah, and so what? I'm hardly a raddled old boozer now, am I? Which rather proves my point. I got it out of my system, as will Pip.
She is too young for vodka.
I agree, OK?
And don't give me that everyone's doing it, Guff.
Yeah, well, they are. And you were hardly a saint at her age. None of the things you used to get up to at Young Farmers. You know, David, girls like to have a good time, too.
That was different.
Oh, what? You are such a hypocrite.
Elizabeth, look, you don't understand. I'm worried, all right? Pip is vulnerable and Jude is so much older than her.
Well, I thought he was rather sweet.
You've met him?
Yes, Nigel and I ran into them.
When?
Oh, I don't know, last week sometime. Does it matter?
Where?
Stop interrogating me, David! Actually, I think he's young for his age and totally harmless.
You don't understand.
I do understand that you lay down the law, and the more you do that, the more attractive Jude will seem to Pip. But look, think about it.
All right, well, don't come running to me when Lily's just 17 and you find a bottle of spirits in her bag. You feel very different about it then.
I give up, David. If you won't listen, there's no point in talking to you.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth! Oh!
It's tough bringing up a child alone, Helen.
So my dad keeps saying.
I thought I could do it, but I couldn't, no matter how much I love Phoebe.
You and I are different, Kate. I know I can.
I know you're much more sensible than me, but it's still really hard, and it'll change you.
Well, perhaps that's what I want.
You may think so, but you'll totally lose your own identity.
You make it sound so negative.
I'm sorry, but well, something has to give when you become a parent, right?
So?
And what gives is your freedom to make different decisions. All the big ones are made for you. If you have this baby...
When?
You'll set something moving that you can never reverse.
I wouldn't want to reverse it.
You won't have a choice once it's here. Being a lone parent limits your horizons.
My horizons are limited now. It's precisely why I want a baby. I want that kind of love in my life before it's too late. And it's all about love, surely.
It's all about commitment and one that never goes away.
How could you say that? I mean, you left your daughter, Kate.
And don't think it was easy. I did what was best for her.
Yeah, well, I'd never do that.
But it proves my point. I failed. I couldn't hack it on my own.
You were too selfish.
Too young.
But you've never stopped being Phoebe's mum, have you? You'll always have that special bond with her, and that's what I want.
And that's amazing. Of course it is. But I had such a romantic idea of motherhood when I found out I was pregnant. It was all going to be so easy and beautiful.
I'm not an idiot. I know it's hard work.
All I'm saying is, think before you bind your life in one direction. A decision like this has huge consequences, ones you can't possibly foresee.
Right, so because you failed at being a single mother, I shouldn't even try, is that it?
No, that's not what I mean. I'm just trying to protect you.
You're patronising me. I mean, there you are with three children, a gorgeous husband who loves you, the life of Riley in sunny South Africa, and you're lecturing me because I want a child of my own.
I'm sorry if it sounds like that. But I never realised how much stability children need. And the routine, day in, day out, it takes over your whole life.
Well, you really do sound like my dad.
Well, maybe you should listen to him. You kiss goodbye to taking on other opportunities.
Kate, I don't have to justify my plans to you. I'm not doing this on a whim. I'm taking the utmost care to get everything right. I've thought through every detail.
But feelings change and you can't plan for that, however organised you are.
I'd never stop loving my child.
Not your feelings about that, Helen. Your feelings about your life. Right now you can still do whatever you want with it. All that vanishes when you have a child. Just think before you tie yourself down, that's all.